Welcome back to The Morning Mindset. It is time for us to get our minds aligned with the truth of God for this day. I don't want you to think too far into the future. I just want you to think about today. You have an opportunity today to live your life to the glory of God and with the power of the Holy Spirit living within you. We've been looking at the book of Romans, chapter number 8, and we've been digging into how the Spirit of God helps us in our times of weakness. And as the Apostle Paul is finishing up his treatment of that topic, he states this very famous verse. It's one that you see on coffee cups, on wall hangings, on bumper stickers. You see it everywhere because it is a very comforting verse. And for some people, especially those who are undergoing a difficult time in life, this can seem a very difficult verse because it's one that sounds, at least on the surface, like it could be a little trite. But remember, this is Scripture. This is God speaking to us through the inspired pen of the Apostle Paul. He is giving us truth. Truth that we need to understand on a very deep level, because when we understand it, it has the capacity to change the way that we live. And that includes the way we live in difficult circumstances. So here's the passage. This is the English Standard Version, which is what I prefer, but I'm going to read it also from the New International Version, since many people use the New International and may be more familiar with it there. But it's verse 28 of Romans chapter 8. It says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." Now, switching over to the New International Version. "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Now, there is a lot of context we've already talked about since February 1st, really, about what this verse is built upon. And you notice Paul begins with, "and we know." So he's continuing a thought. And the thought he just talked about was that God's Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And so he's adding to that idea by saying, "we also know." See, this is something we know. What we know is supposed to affect the way we think and the way we live. So he says, "and we know that in all things," that includes hardship, that includes suffering, that includes waiting, that includes enduring, that includes happiness, that includes joy. "We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose." Now, I have some front burner examples for you here. These are not terrible things. They're not the most heart-wrenching crisis in the world compared to what many people endure, but they're from my life just recently. Many of you know that my family has chosen to sell our home and we're traveling in an RV now around the United States. And it's a brand new RV. It should be working just fine. But there have been some major components of this motor coach that have not been working. Things that have to do with the electrical, things that have to do with the heating, and it's winter time. And so there can be some issues. And living in an environment like that, especially when it's brand new to you and you don't know how to manage the technical aspects of what's going on, can be a very stressful thing. And I've had some difficulty learning how to control my own level of stress and my own level of anxiety about the things that are happening. And the reason it's been so difficult is because I don't want to do the wrong thing and break things even more. But this verse, and my wife reminding me of this verse, has been so helpful to me because it gives me something to know in that circumstance. I know that even in this, in broken parts, in lack of heat, in the difficulty of the stress I'm feeling, even in this, God is working together. All these things for my good. Now, I know that's hard to swallow sometimes, especially when it's an excruciating circumstance. But know, my brothers and sisters, that today God is working all things together for your good. Open your eyes to see that fact and know that it is true today.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.